As we get ready to put a wrap on the week, good Friday morning. This is Jim O'Hara with news on WVIK Quad Cities NPR. It's 9:04. The Iowa Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday about whether Iowa's law that would ban most abortions as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy should be allowed to take effect.
A lawyer for Planned Parenthood says the court should use the undue burden standard and declare the law unconstitutional for violating women's rights to control their bodies. Solicitor General Eric Wesson argued for the state that Iowa plays a vital role in protecting unborn life. He says the Iowa Supreme Court should use the rational basis test and let the abortion ban take effect.
There is no right to be found for abortion. And so what my friends on the other side say, that the right might be hiding here, it might be hiding there, in some combination of clauses, is simply not what this court historically has done.
The court is expected to issue a decision by the end of June. Abortion is currently allowed in Iowa up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. I'm Katarina Sestarik, IPR News.
In sports, the Masters enters second round play today in Augusta, Georgia. WVIK Quad Cities weather. Flood warning continues until Sunday afternoon for the Rock River at Moline and Joslyn. Today, sunny with a high near 63, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Overnight, clear, low around 39. For Saturday, sunny and windy with a high near 75. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 81. On Think, 4 million people are estimated to be on parole or probation. But keeping people out of prisons is more complicated than it may sound. Parole and probation today at noon on Think, here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR.